So let us pray. God of generosity and abundance, we are grateful for the many provisions you have shown to us. Fill our hearts with your love and help us to always see the good gifts you have for us to share with one another. Amen. Last January, I enrolled in a six-week class called Connecting Faith and Money, sponsored by the Faith and Money Network, which is an extension of the Church of the Savior in Washington, D.C. Each week, we were challenged to make the connection between faith and money within our churches and within our broader communities and within our lives. We had homework each week, and the second week we were asked to write our own money autobiography. I have used money autobiographies in my work at Everence, so was very familiar with the concept. There are questions which begin with your family of origin and how money was perceived in your family and throughout your life. The questions were slightly different from the money autobiographies I shared at my workshops and seminars. Upon writing my money autobiography for the class, I came to the realization of something that I had never considered before. I realized my parents had left my family with a legacy of abundance. Let me explain how I came to this conclusion. I will share my remarks from my money autobiography, and I quote, "I grew up in rural Ohio in a large Mennonite family. My father was a blue-collar worker, and I had a stay-at-home mom. My childhood was full of activity, from working in the large garden to helping can food. We also had chickens, a few pigs, and a cow. We never were lacking when it came to food because we always had plenty to eat. My parents were very resourceful and gave us all a sense of abundance and not scarcity. My mother used her homemaking skills to dress us very nicely, and when I look at pictures of our family during those years, I can't help but think how nicely we were dressed, which is a tribute to my mother's ingenuity because we did not have the money to buy clothes from the store. My mom made our clothes." I have done a money autobiography with my siblings, and most would agree that we had no idea we were poor. Because in reality, when we think of nine children and a father who was a blue-collar worker, we really were poor. I firmly believe my parents gave our family the gift of abundance, because when I look back now and realize how different our lives might have been if my parents lived out their lives with a feeling of scarcity, I am forever grateful for that gift. So what does it mean to have a mindset of abundance, and what is a mindset of scarcity? Having an abundance mindset is a way of living, trusting that everything we truly need for us to be the people we were created to be will somehow be given. It's a way of trusting that everything that happens to us, even the things we would never have chosen, can somehow be used for good and are part of who we are and who we are becoming. Whereas those with a scarcity mindset are never satisfied with what they have. They are always striving for more because there is never enough to go around, not enough resources, not enough attention, not enough love, not enough opportunities, not enough forgiveness to be forgiven, and not enough acceptance to be accepted. Walter Brueggemann, a renowned Old Testament scholar, has been instrumental in providing guidance on the concepts of scarcity and abundance. He explains that our God has created an incredibly abundant universe, and that in this universe, the world has more than enough of everything we need in order to thrive and survive. He further goes on to explain that the Bible tells us that God delights to see us trusting the God of the universe to take care of us. This abundance mindset gives us the freedom to enjoy and value all we have been given and to share it freely with others. To understand the scarcity mindset, we have to realize how money has become the god of security and provides a false assumption that it provides all we need. We have bought into this false concept that is so prevalent in our society that money will bring us happiness and fulfillment. If we do not truly believe and trust that God will meet our needs, then we will find other ways to give us that sense of security. So, what does the Bible teach us about the concepts of abundance and security. The Bible teaches that abundance is having enough. But just like you and I, there is that temptation for us to want more than our share, to take a bigger portion. And God has to remind us to take only our share, which is enough. In the Exodus 16 scriptures, which were read this morning, we hear the story of the manna from heaven given to the children of the Israelites when they were wandering in the desert. They were grumbling about not having enough food to eat and wishing to be back in Egypt where there was plenty. God supplied manna from heaven in the morning and then quail in the evening for them to eat, and everyone had enough. But because the Israelites had learned to believe in scarcity in Egypt, the people started to hoard the bread. And as we all know, when they hoarded it, it turned sour and rotted, because you cannot store up God's generosity. Moses and Aaron had to remind them often to only take enough for their family. I believe we too can relate to that mindset of thinking too often that we do not have enough and not trusting in the God of abundance and generosity. Brueggemann says it in this way, and I quote, "We never feel that we have enough. We have to make more and more, and this insatiable desire destroys us. Whether we are liberal or conservative Christians, we must confess that the central problem of our lives is that we are torn apart by the conflict between our attraction to the good news of God's abundance and the power of our belief in scarcity, a belief that makes us greedy, mean, and unneighborly. We spend our lives trying to sort out that ambiguity," end quote. In the Gospel of Matthew, we find another story of abundance and scarcity. We find Jesus and his disciples returning from a time of rest and relaxation. They find themselves surrounded by crowds of people wanting to hear more from Jesus. After a long day of teaching from Jesus, it became apparent that those who were in attendance were hungry and wanted to be fed. The disciples came to Jesus and implored him to send these folks away into the next town so that they can get some supper. Jesus' response to the disciples is a simple, "You feed them." Now, how is that to happen, thought the disciples. And operating from a mindset of scarcity, the disciples ask, "Seriously? Do you know how much it would cost to feed all these people?" And Jesus, in his wisdom, asked, "How much food is there among us?" The response from the disciples was, "Only 5 loaves and 2 fishes," from that little boy that Hannah talked to us about this morning. We all know the story of the miracle that happened and how everyone had enough to eat and there were 12 baskets of food left over. I like to think that perhaps the miracle was when the crowd realized there was a need for food. So they gathered together in small groups and began to dig a little deeper into their own backpacks and pulled out whatever food they had to share. What we know for sure is that there was an abundance of food, more than enough to go around, a beautiful story of generosity and abundance. Now, as I think of Bethel Mennonite Church, I see a community which has an abundance mindset. And when a need is apparent, you will rise to the occasion and share your generosity. Your congregation finds many ways to volunteer and be a light in the community. I receive your weekly emails, and there are so many ways your congregation is sharing from your abundance, and I'd like to share a few of them. When I drove into your church parking lot this morning, I see the Ranch Community Garden, which provides produce that goes directly to the local Northern Church's Care Food Bank. I also read that you encourage persons in the surrounding apartment complexes and townhouse areas that have no access to land to grow a garden. What a gift to your community. Your mobile clothes outreach is so valuable to the immigrant community and such an opportunity for you to share your resources with them. I benefited from the mobile clothes closet when I was here last fall and was able to find a coat and some shirts for an Afghani family I have been privileged to know, and now our congregation also is involved with this family. My friends from Afghanistan were so appreciative of the clothes. I can just imagine how much your immigrant friends and families appreciate their clothes too. I also believe that Raw Tools was birthed from your congregation, and we all know the impact that Raw Tools has had on your community and in the Denver, Aurora community, and then throughout the U.S. I am so grateful for the work being done and for Mike's call to do this important and much-needed work in our world. I saw in your weekly email about how your children assembled sandwiches and sack lunches during the Sunday school hour. Then they distributed them at Dorchester Park for the monthly distribution for the unhoused community here in the Springs. What a gift to the unhoused community, but also for the children who had a part in this wonderful ministry. I can't help but think that Bethel has an abundance mindset, and I commend you for that. And every time I read your weekly emails, I just have to smile because you are doing a lot, and it's so greatly appreciated. So I want to go back to my parents. How did they instill in us the abundance of mindset, the mindset of abundance, when they really did not have much financial security? We knew we were loved and that God loved us too, and those expressions of love manifested themselves in our day-to-day lives. We always had enough, even if it meant my mom making meatloaf to stretch the hamburger. My parents were industrious and showed us the importance of working hard, but also enjoying God's nature and abundance. Another way mom and dad left a legacy of abundance was how they shared their gifts with the church. Mom was always ready to provide food at church for those in need. I also remember going to church, and this might date me, but to help assemble bandages for those in war-torn countries. We made Christmas bundles and layettes to send again to other countries where the needs were great. These programs were part of MCC. My parents supported MCC, and I continue to support them. My dad supported MDS and traveled to other states to help when a disaster happened. In my dad's later years, he started this organization called Joseph's Warehouse at their church. Let me just get a drink. Which, through weekly giving of a special offering, provides resources for people in the community who are experiencing financial difficulty. Joseph's Warehouse continues to this day. I am so grateful for this legacy, and I believe it was extended to the church, and we as children saw my parents giving gratefully to the church through their tithes and offerings. I feel positive many of you could recall your families of origin and see ways your family gave those gifts of abundance to you too. That legacy of abundance here at Bethel is far-reaching into the community and also extends to everyone in the congregation. Continue to open up your hearts to God's generosity and abundance, and know that the sharing together of the many gifts God has given to you within the church and your families will ensure a legacy of abundance. May it be so. Amen.